Today, for the Securities Industry Essentials exam, we are going to cover a critical topic in the municipal securities space, the general obligation bond, often referred to as a GO bond. These are a major type of municipal debt, and understanding how they work is essential for the test. General obligation bonds are issued by municipalities to finance projects that do not generate revenue. Think about things like new public schools, police stations, or parks. These are essential public services, but they don't have a direct income stream to pay back borrowed money. So, how does the municipality repay the bondholders? This is the most important concept to grasp. GO bonds are backed by the full faith, credit, and most importantly, the taxing power of the issuer. The municipality is legally obligated to use its authority to levy taxes, such as ad valorem or property taxes, and other general revenues to make sure its debt obligations are met. A key feature that the exam will absolutely test you on is the requirement for voter approval. Because these bonds are backed by the promise to tax the local population, the citizens must give their consent before the municipality can take on this new debt. You might see a question present a scenario where a city wants to build a new public library and asks what is required to issue the necessary bonds. The answer will involve voter approval. This distinguishes GO bonds from revenue bonds, which are backed by user fees from a specific project, like a toll bridge, and typically do not require a public vote. Remember the simple phrase, GO bonds need the voters' go ahead. This little mnemonic directly links the name of a bond to its most unique requirement and will help you instantly recall this fact during the exam. When it comes to assessing the safety of a general obligation bond, analysts perform credit analysis on the municipality itself. The exam will test your knowledge of what factors are relevant here. You need to think like a lender evaluating the borrower's overall financial health. Analysts look at the size and diversity of the tax base. A city with a mix of industries and high property values is a safer bet than one reliant on a single factory that might close down. They examine the municipality's tax collection record, as a history of successful tax collection shows a stable revenue stream. They also consider the demographic makeup of the community, including population growth, per capita income, and unemployment rates, as these factors indicate the resident's ability to pay taxes. One of the most common traps on the exam is confusing the credit analysis factors for GO bonds with those for revenue bonds. A question might ask which factor is least important when analyzing a GO bond and include an answer like competing facilities or a feasibility study. These are critical for a revenue bond, which depends on a single project's success, but they are not the primary focus for a GO bond. For a GO bond, you are concerned with the overall economic vitality of the entire community. Another area to watch for is the concept of debt limits. Municipalities have statutory or constitutional limits on how much GO debt they can issue. An issuer that is already near its debt limit is considered a higher credit risk. Understanding these distinctions and focusing on the issuer's power to tax is your key to mastering questions on general obligation bonds.